RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know, if you've ever tried dieting, there's 8 million different diets out there. Mediterranean diet and Atkins diet and paleo diet and cabbage soup diet and all these different diets that you try. And there's trends and fads and they come and go and it's difficult to lose weight. But if you would look at what you do when you eat and look at the way that you eat and listen to your body while you eat, you might just be able to skip all of those diets. My guest today is Morgan Mellis. She's a functional medicine nutritionist and Lyme literate practitioner, personal chef, and nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Morgan. So tell us a little bit about some tips that can benefit our body while we're eating.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. So when we eat, our bodies are communicating with us all the time. When we have an acne breakout, or if we have psoriasis, if we have aches and pains in our joints, if we have fatigue, those are all just communications from the body. And so when we tune into those and really pay attention to the symptoms that we're having, it's just a clue about how our body feels about the way that we're treating it and what we're feeding it and all of those things. So it's very easy to just pay attention. You can take notes about what you're eating and kind of see the pattern and make adjustments, and you can get great results with that just alone.
One of the things that I learned when I was in Weight Watchers for the first time, I went to Weight Watchers, even though I'm an exercise physiologist and I'm a personal trainer for 30 years, but I went to Weight Watchers and, you know, helped me get some of the baby weight off and such. And I learned that you definitely have to, not only journaling, because I've talked about journaling for years, but as you say, describe how you feel when you're eating, and they ask you to do that. What were you feeling when you reached for that? What were you feeling when you... So some of us reach for that comfort food, or we eat on the go. So give us some tips, things you'd like us to do when we're eating.
Yeah, there's so much emotional connection that we have to food because of the way that we grew up or our family connections and things like that. And a lot of people use food to numb instead of actually checking in with their bodies to find out, am I really hungry? Why am I going to the fridge and standing, looking at all the food there, and nothing's really satiating me, and going back and going back and going back for more, and really nothing's hitting the spot? A lot of it can be because we are just not really looking at what we should be looking at, the emotional connection. So I recommend to a lot of my clients that if they are going to the fridge and they are looking and standing and nothing's really hitting the spot, instead of just grabbing something like a cookie or whatever the junky food is that they're picking, to kind of like take 5 minutes, go away from the fridge, do something else or journal, or just take your mind off it a little bit and see if that helps. Sometimes it will assuage what any kind of stuff that you're having that's going on that you were originally going to the food for. And sometimes it won't. Sometimes maybe you're really still hungry, but just kind of paying attention and tuning in is a huge benefit to people because we just so mindlessly eat all the time. It's really just, we're not cognizant a lot of the time when we're eating at all.
And we also eat fast food, fast things we can grab, things we can... So I love to cook, and you're a chef, so I know you love to cook, and it's so much better for us to cook our own food. So tell us about making your own food as much as possible and incorporating some things. Lemon is so good for us. Give us some more tips.
Yeah, cooking your own food is always going to be, even if you're making the exact same food that you're going to get out, cooking your own food is better because you can choose the ingredients. You can choose organic versus GMO. You can choose the highest quality ingredients that you are able to afford. And so things like adding lemon to your water on a daily basis is alkaline. And so when our bodies are alkaline, they are able to maintain the functions that they're supposed to do. Basically, what that means is that when our bodies are in an acidic state, they still the body naturally will take minerals from our bones to create a more alkaline state. So if you're eating at home, you are able to make food that's more alkaline. You're able to fill your plate up with, you know, 50% vegetables that are going to be more alkaline with your steak so that your meal is more balanced. Things like that are definitely going to be beneficial to anyone, especially the containers alone. I mean, if you buy food out, they're usually either cooked in plastic or packaged in plastic. If you make the same thing at home, you can take it with you on the go in a glass jar or in a glass container, and you're eliminating tons of endocrine disruptor hormones that are in these packaged items and plastics and things like that. So there's so much benefit to cooking your own food at home and taking it with you or wherever you go. I mean, it's really easy to do as long as you plan ahead of time, but it's really a huge benefit to your health, absolutely.
Do have to plan, and people don't like to make salads or quinoa or grains or things because they're kind of a pain. But as you say, if you plan, you try it on a Sunday, you try and cook for the week, make food your kids will eat, but that's colorful, healthy. Now is the fall. There's kale and Brussels sprouts and beets and all these things are ready. Give us some foods that you like people to eat that are good for our gut, good for mindful eating, and just really make you feel better.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's a great plan. Is that I always tell my clients, if you're making food, make food for twice the amount that you need. Make food for 2 weeks so they can store half of it and take it out. And the great thing is soups this time of year are amazing. You can make huge batches of them and freeze them and take them out as you need them. They're very filling. And if you can make a bone broth, that is from pasture-raised chickens that are free-roaming. The bones have a ton of collagen. They have great. The bone broth gets gelatinous, and that is where the good stuff is. That's going to be so healing for the gut. It's full of minerals. It's full of calcium. That is where the gold is. So if you can,
how do you make a bone broth?
Yeah, it's not hard to do. It takes a little bit of time on the stove, but the active time is very short. So you get the bones, get a good quality pasture-raised chicken, cut up the bones into the smallest pieces you can possibly cut up. If you want to, you can ask your butcher to do that. Throw the bones into the water, hopefully reverse osmosis water or some kind of water that is clean water. Throw a few tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, the raw kind that has some other probiotics in it. Let it sit for about half an hour. Then you turn it on, the stove on, let it come to a simmer. You skim the top, and then you can let it sit and put tons of great stuff in it. I put thyme and rosemary and all these different herbs, and just the aroma permeates the house, and it smells delicious. And then you can add back, once you're done, you can let it cook on the stove for about 8 to 12 hours, and it gets really flavorful and delicious, and you can use it as your base for basically anything, carrot ginger soup or pumpkin soup or basically anything. If you want to do just vegetables or chicken soup, it's so versatile. But to make it yourself is 1,000 times better than what you're going to buy in the store, because the store packaging is leaching into the product, and you don't know if it's pasture-raised chicken that they're getting it from. They often add sugar to the soup. So, I mean, anytime that you can make your own soup, spend the day making your own bone broth, stock it in your freezer so that whenever you want to use it as a base, you have it and it's ready to go. And you can even just drink it all day long. I mean, it's so beneficial.
That's great. We love recipes here on Radio MD because that's really a great thing. And we hear about bone broths. So I make chicken soup myself, Morgan, all the time, but I wouldn't think of just doing it with the bones. So I am going to do that this weekend. Listeners, I hope you will too. Morgan, we only have less than a minute left here. Well, we have a little more than a minute, but not much. So give us your best advice for this mindful eating and really get the dieting out of there and listening to your body while you eat.
I think that the most important thing that people should know is that there's so many additives in the food that we get. Even if you're just getting coconut milk and you think it's a healthy food and you're buying it at the store, if you look on the packaging, most of the time it has carrageenan in it, or it has added sugar, or a whole bunch of other junk that you do not need. And it is so easy to just do it on your own at home. Just making that small change at home, doing your stuff at home, is going to make a big difference in your health, because there are so many of these chemicals that they add to these foods, and they're hidden. They don't tell us about them. They can misrepresent. They don't even have to label MSG on the packaging. They'll often say it's citric acid or something else. And so just making it at home is going to be such a benefit to people's health. If they could just get back into the kitchen, that's going to be huge.
That's great. Getting back into the kitchen, that's what we all have to do. Cook for yourself. Cook for your kids. Make food, fresh food, clean food, whole food for your family, because it will make you all feel better and look better as a result. This is Melanie Coles, Health Radio Show. Thanks for listening and stay well.